Okay, our next presenter is Karen Caffrey. She is an account manager with CC Jensen, and she will present improve equipment reliability and reduce costs with clean oil. High viscosity oil drains slowly, and it leaves a trail of varnish, wear particles, and dirt behind to contaminate the new oil. Karen will explain how cleaning the oil to OEM recommended levels with a depth filter media reduces contaminants like wear particles, water, and varnish, and extends the oil life while improving equipment reliability. Please welcome Karen.
Good afternoon. Wake up, everybody. It's time. Do we need to do calisthenics real quick? Thanks to for all of you who have shown up today and not out on the golf course. We hope to make this really interesting, and I do appreciate Dr. Bauer's presentation because a lot of what he talked about I'm going to re-emphasize as well. In my talk today, we're going to go over a little bit of the oil contamination 101, so just some basics. Some of this you heard a little bit of. We'll do a little bit of discussion about the mobile mining conundrum. We've just heard about clean diesel fuel. What about those areas in your trucks that you can't get to? How do we keep those clean? We're going to talk a little bit about CC Jensen's solution to doing that in a mobile flushing unit and follow up with a little bit of case studies and some examples. So first off, let's go into the primary causes of oil-related problems. Those of you who are familiar with oil, it's been in the ground for thousands of years. It's clean, it's cool, it's dry, it doesn't degrade. So what causes oil degradation? Particulates, wear metals, abrasives, dirt, things that we have in large abundance in the mines. Water. Moisture causes micropitting and cavitation. When you get a small amount of water in your hydraulic systems or in your oil, when that hits that barrier, it creates steam. Creates a huge amount of force in those clearance areas. And then oxidation products, things like varnish and stickies that are caused when you have your oil being degraded by high temperatures, by oxidation, by wear metals, things that are breaking down those mineral oils into smaller and smaller chains and allow that oil to stick in those cool spots in our systems. You just can't seem to get that dirt and the contaminants out. Those dirt and contaminants and wear particles cause abrasive wear when they get into that pinch point. Anything that's greater than that barrier will eventually break down and be ground down. Those particles also get really, really hard and eventually will cause cracking. Those cracking, it cracks down in the subterranean part of your metal will eventually spall and cause fatigue wear. Vicious cycle of generating more and more wear metals and wear particles that degrade our oil. Research has shown that the majority of our particulates in most oils are in the micron size of 0 to 10 microns. 70 to 80% are less than 5 microns. We just had a discussion a minute ago about the size of microns, as 70, 75 micron is a human hair. 5 microns is a little bit invisible. So we're really talking about very, very small particles here. What happens with your equipment when you can't get those particles out? You just have to change the wear metals. Well, McPherson did a study several years ago, and this is compliments of Norio Corporation, where they increased the filtration on a gearbox, rolling gear element. And with every increase of 10 microns in filtration, they really didn't see an increase, corresponding increase in revolutions of their gearbox or life expectancy of their gearbox until they really started getting the smaller particulates out, the 5, 10 microns. That's when you see an exponential increase in life expectancy. So that tells us we can do something with this. Again, this is another slide by Norio Corporation, because you ask yourself, what is that barrier particle size that I'm worried about? When you're looking at gears, it can be as small as a tenth of a micron. Rolling elements, gearboxes in that 3 to 5 micron range. Hydraulic cylinders is really when you start getting into those bigger microns. So you stop by and ask yourself, how do we get there? How do we do this? How do we get our filtration down to that level? We did a brief study or discussion on the ISO standard. This is just a quick overview of table to reemphasize what Dr. Bauer said. For every increase in ISO code, you double the particle count. And a typical hydraulic oil comes in at a 1917-14. What does that mean? That means that at 4 micron sizes, you've got 500,000 particulates. If you were to go from a 19 to a 20, you're up to 1 million particulates of about 4 microns and bigger. So you can see very quickly how in a mining industry, in a mining area where you've got a lot of dust and a lot of dirt, you're going to get some pretty dirty environments very quickly. What does that look like on a picture scale? What does a 20, a 19, 17, 14 look like? Well, if you look in the upper right-hand corner here, 19, 17, 14 are your typical clean oil. Still kind of got a coffee color filter looking. Still got some particulates that you can see in the microscope picture. More likely, you're going to see a 22-2017 type of oil in most of your equipment out there after it's been running a little bit. And as he was talking about fuel cleanliness standards down in that 14-12-10 range, you see a lot cleaner environment. So this gives you a little visual aid reference to what we're going to be talking about. Now, again, if we go back and say, how can we improve the life of our equipment? Noria has compiled this table, life extension table, that basically, from research, says if you can reduce your oil contamination from a 24-22-18 down to a 16-14-11, and in this case, a gearbox example, you can theoretically extend the life of the oil by 3.5 times. That's pretty good. Now, how do we get there again in something where we can't filter it? And this really kind of comes into the mining conundrum. All the maintenance people out there want to do proactive maintenance. Production people have got a schedule to meet. Well, you can't have the truck. So you got to balance that. How do you get a few hours on the truck to change filters, to do some proactive maintenance without upsetting production or maximizing your production? Particularly, again, in those hard-to-reach areas, and we're going to specifically talk about wheel rebuilds and rear differentials. This is not a place on a mobile mining truck that you can actually put filtration very easily on board. You can filter the fuel going in during an oil change, but do you know that that's really clean? How much does it cost? You know, and this is where you get into that balancing act. What's it cost to change that wheel rebuild? As you can see from some of these cost estimates, it can range anything from $190,000 a day and up in lost production. A small rebuild of an oil change, $3,000 to $4,000 plus labor. Seal replacements, $130,000. All the way up to actually doing a complete wheel motor replacement in the neighborhood of $780,000. And that's assuming you have one on the shelf in your mine. If you have to wait, now you're adding delays time there. So easily, costs can run into the millions very quickly. One way to avoid this expensive downtime is to flush the rear differentials. C.C. Jensen and our corresponding distributors up in Canada, the Claussen Hydraulics, have figured out a way to use offline oil filtration in some of the harshest environments up there with the mobile flushing unit. This particular unit's been designed with a heated reservoir to start with warm, clean oil and push it into the rear differentials, flushing out the used oil, but also going back in and getting all those sludge and the debris and solubilizing all the material that's captured in on the side of the wall inside where you can't get it. Because what happens if you just drain your oil and put in clean oil that's theoretically clean? All those particulates and varnish and sludge that remains in your system now contaminate your clean oil. This way, you actually push it through. It's got an onboard oil contamination monitor and flow regulators that allows it to flow through, clean the oil, put it right back in. So now instead of changing the oil, you clean it up, reuse it. This particular device, and there's a couple of pictures here, again, designed to be used in the shop, but also out into some very cold environments. And from those folks in northern Alberta, -4 is not cold, but to those of the rest of us, it's a little chilly out there working on things. We'll go through a couple of case studies and just give you some examples of the results we've been able to achieve. And this first study, Komatsu 930 haul truck, you can see the oil samples before and after. Here it comes out at a 25-25-23. Now if you go back to our ISO code table, an ISO 25 is greater than 16 million particles greater than 4 microns. So quite a bit of dirt and contaminants. Within an hour and a half, so in a traditional typical preventative maintenance or maintenance outage that you have for the truck, this unit gets the oil down to a 16-15-11, which is no greater than 64,000 particulates greater than 4 micron. With the Noria life expectancy table, we can assume and expect that you're going to see a 3.5 times life extension on your oil and on your equipment with this type of a cleanliness reduction. In the second example, this was a brand new Cat 7495 shovel. The customer had an issue where the new oil, clean oil, was coming in at a 23-19-14, well above the OEM specification of a 19-17-14. They tried using the onboard filters to clean the oil and then have it transfer over. There's a unit, I believe part of these units says it won't allow oil to be transferred in unless it is below the recommended 19-17-14. So that wouldn't work. They tried some of their traditional shop filters and couldn't get the incoming oil cleaned down to the specification. Our folks brought in this unit and did a batch clean job with 200 liters, or basically one drum of oil every 30 minutes. And was able to clean that oil down to a 14-13-11. And the bottom line on this particular case was that they were able to fill that shovel within a week with clean oil, and the company had originally expected it was going to take them a month to get the shovel up and operational. Another case, and this Cat 793 haul truck, again, we're talking some really heavy-duty oil, the SAE 60, final drive oil. Again, a target of 19-17-14. This particular organization decided that they would take and be proactive in their cleaning environments and their PMs, and they were doing a mini PM on all their trucks at 500 hours, 8 hours of downtime in the shop. What they opted to do was flush the rear differential. In this case, they pulled out of the sump of the two wheels, ran it through the filter unit and put it back into the wheels, and were able to get the oil down to a 17-15-12, all while they were working on the rest of their maintenance opportunities and things that they were doing on the truck. The economic evaluation that this company did, they basically were able to extend the life of their oil by 28%, going from an 18,000-hour interval to a 25,000 interval on oil changes on their rear diffs. Using the expected operating hours for their fleet of 290,000 hours per unit per year, they were able to calculate that they will be able to save 4 wheel rebuilds every year simply by flushing the oil. This will save them roughly on average about $500,000 a year when you consider the cost of the wheel rebuilds plus the additional labor, reduced oil consumption, etc. This final example I have for you, again, a Cat 797 haul truck, where they're using the SAE 60 oil. These folks were changing their oil every 2,000 hours or less on their rear diffs at a cost of about $15,000 per year per truck, or per oil change per truck. When you have a fleet of over 100 trucks, it's a fairly healthy investment just to change it on a calendar basis or a time basis. By flushing the oil, we were able to reduce it from a 22-20-15 down to a 16-15-12. Again, going from about 4 million particles at 4 microns down to 64,000 within that 4 or 5 hour flush time. And using the Noria table, this is equivalent to about a 3 times life expectancy. We estimate that if they simply eliminate 1 oil change per truck per year, they'll save roughly $1.5 million. If they can eliminate 2 oil changes per truck per year, it's up to $3 million. And again, the estimated life expectancy from Noria is a 3 times life extension, so the savings could be even greater there. I've just listed a couple of examples. We do have these units in place on a variety of different pieces of equipment. This is a list of some of them in the Canadian mining areas. We've also got them in power, as well as other places. Again, saving money by simply eliminating the causes for oil contamination, you know, and destruction, and a variety of different oils. Everything from the lowest hydraulic oil all the way up to the heavy-duty rear differential oils. I'd like to thank Holland Loading for allowing me to come and talk to you today. My colleagues at CC Jensen here in the U.S., as well as corporate office in Denmark, and a special thanks to Rick and Harvey Claussen and Paul Berger, who have done the majority of the work in developing this potential solution and the data. And at this point, I'd entertain questions.
Karen.
Thank you.